Well, as we've been hearing, tensions are rising at the border between Serbia and Hungary. Hungarian police overnight fired tear gas at asylum seekers trying to break through the country's new razor wire fence in a bid to gain entry into the European Union. Thousands of people are now stranded at Serbia's border with Hungary following Budapest's decision to seal off its frontiers earlier this week. Joy Tuce is with World Vision's Global Rapid Response Team. She's currently near the Serbian border with Hungary. She's just one of many people giving assistance to the hundreds or thousands of stranded asylum seekers. Joy Tuce, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
We've seen some ugly scenes overnight at that border. Hungarian police using tear gas and water cannons. Hungary has detained 29 asylum seekers following clashes at the southern border. It's trying to deport others, though we're not sure where to. You've been at the border earlier. How would you describe the situation there?
So we were at the border about an hour before this happened, and we were so shocked to see the images of the tear gas and the water cannons being used. When we'd been there just an hour earlier distributing food and water, the number of refugees had been growing, but it still felt really calm when we left. Things have been changing so quickly, though. So on Monday, the camps had completely emptied as people were rushing to the border. Then yesterday, people were camped out around the border at Horgas, but many of them still had hope. They kind of thought they would still be able to get through. Some of the Syrian families in particular were just so sure that if they could prove they were Syrian, they would be accepted. So I think today, the new reality that the border is closed has started to sink in.
And Joy, you say some of the Syrian families, I think it's most of us don't really understand who all these tens and hundreds of thousands of people are. Mm. Are they all Syrians? Are they all people fleeing the situation in Syria and in the camps where they've been holed up in, you know, Lebanon and Jordan and places like that?
There's definitely a mix, but we are seeing a lot of Syrian and Iraqis. I've also met Afghanis and Somalians as well, but the majority that we've met today have been Syrian and Iraqi refugees.
Certainly, most of those have travelled from places as far away as Syria or Lebanon. Must be in a terrible state, you'd think. Most of them have come either via Greece and Macedonia or across land. What kind of conditions are they in, and what kind of conditions are they living in there on the Serbian border right now? Do they have food and water, for instance? Do they have shelter?
Yes, you're right. That many of them have travelled, some of them kind of 3 weeks. We talked to one family who had been travelling 21 days, and the child, his shoes had worn out kind of halfway through the journey, and so he had blisters all over his feet. They're lacking that kind of protective clothing. As it's getting colder, they often don't have blankets or anywhere to sleep. Some of them have tents, but even a lot of them are sleeping outside on the ground. Food and water is hard to come by. That's one of the things that we've been sharing with people. And also hygiene items, so, you know, baby wipes and nappies for babies, baby food, just all of those things that that they don't have. And we also know that they can't carry much. If they're planning to continue their journey, people are trying to keep their loads light. So it's hard to provide for them.
I can't imagine the level of trauma and desperation that will propel you to make a trek like this and hardship conditions like this. You've spoken to many of these people who are there stuck at the Serbian border. Where do they want to go? What is their hope?
Many of them are hoping. We've heard people hoping for Germany, for Sweden, for Austria. But really, it's about what they're fleeing. And you're exactly right. They're fleeing, the daily threat of torture and abuse and violence in Syria. For those that had made their way to another kind of to a bordering country like Turkey and Lebanon, we've seen those countries stretch beyond belief, and the conditions for refugees in those countries is just deteriorating. It's getting worse and worse. We're finding that, you know, WFP have had to cut, World Food Program have had to cut food rations to refugees, so they have less money to get even the basic necessities. And communities there are stretched. And, you know, there's competition for jobs, there's competition for housing, because there's 4 million refugees now living outside the borders of Syria, and most of them are living in these neighbouring countries.
It's new routes are opening up all the time, as these asylum seekers have to sort of zigzag and change direction as one route gets blocked, as it was by the Hungarian fence. Serbia says it can't keep cope with all these people that are just stuck on its side of the fence. It's accusing Hungary of brutal and non-European behaviour. Croatia's put it up its hand. It says it'll allow free passage of migrants across its territory if they want to get through to Germany. How difficult, have you got any sense of how difficult that trek might be to Croatia?
The Croatia, I mean, we've heard one of the things that's really hard to get hold of is reliable information. So when people started talking about making the route to through Croatia, we've already heard Hungary saying that they will stop the borders. We've heard Slovenia saying that they may let people in but not through. So there's just all this information. There's so much confusion for refugees. They're looking for this kind of information as well. And one of the things that we're urging is for the European countries to get together, and they really need to work out a unified approach and one that treats refugees with dignity and care.
It is a heart-wrenching and desperate situation. Sounds chaotic too. Good on you, Joy, for being there to try and help out. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Joy Toos from World Vision's Global Rapid Response Team. She and others are on the ground there. They've been at the Serbian border with Hungary today, trying to help all those people, those asylum seekers, stuck there at this new bottleneck.